Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected on today. Once again, we gather in this place, on this platform, to pour into leaders. This is what we do every single week. We are streamlining our podcast to make sure that we get maximum impact. And many of you have told us, hey, I appreciate the points. I appreciate the information. I want to take it and marinate on it. And I appreciate that. It's drive time information. Even as you're working out, it's just something to really pour into your life. And I hope that you receive this. If you want to be a part of this community, I want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Let me know that this is blessing you. It would bless me to know that. Truly appreciate that. And of course, I want you to know also that we're grateful and thankful for all of you that have been letting others know to join us. It's our goal to reach 1 million people on this podcast. So thank you in advance for supporting this. I am very thankful for those of you that go to our website, josephwalker3.org. There you can get our books, find out when I'll be in your area. Some great things happening there. So go check it out. Hope you'll do that. We appreciate it so very much. Also, why don't you join the best book club on the planet? It's called Next Level Leader. What else would it be called? Next Level Leader Book Club. Text the word book club to 78228. Join this book club. It will truly, truly bless your life. And of course, I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you, invite you to be a part of my wife and I's wonderful YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We pour into leaders. We pour into families and we pour into everybody about vision, about balancing life, family. You want to go and check it out. Subscribe when you go over there and let's leave us a comment. Let us know you heard about it right here on this platform. I would really appreciate it. So today, I'm excited because I want to talk today about developing leaders around you. How do you create a culture of growth? Well, you know, I've talked before about really building a team, helping people get to the next level, but I'm very interested in how people evolve with the leader. See, implicit in this title and in this podcast is the idea that a leader is committing him or herself to growth. And that's what you're doing by listening every week. You are putting yourself in a position where something can be poured into you. The question then becomes, is your team growing at the pace in which you're growing as a leader? Because what you do not want is a progressive leader with regressive teams. You want to make certain that people are getting it and they're moving. And so the question becomes, how do you develop those leaders around you? How do you create such a stimulus of growth culture in your organization? Well, that's why you're tuned in, right? For me to help you with that. And, you know, 2 Timothy 2:2, it's a very interesting scripture and I love it. It says, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. What a powerful point, right? So I want to start talking about leadership is multiplication, meaning that we are called to replicate and multiply the skills and the character, culture of our organization. That means you got to build others up. Not only build them up, but you have to raise others up. You must multiply yourself to get things done. I've often said, man, I want to make sure my spirit is upon the people that work and serve around me because it's like me multiplying myself. It's an extension of myself. You as the leader must make certain that your team is an extension of you so that whoever they're interacting with can feel your heart. They can feel your presence. They know your spirit is upon these folks. And that's why they're kind. That's why they are intentional. That's why they operate with excellence because you've multiplied that within your organization. And so always remember that leadership is truly about multiplication. I believe that. And it absolutely builds up others. The second thing is to identify potential, not just talent. You know, in this day of, you know, so many platforms to recruit talent, if you will, how do you identify people who truly have potential? Those who really have the capacity to go forward. I talk about this in my book, No Opportunity Wasted, the four things that are needed before you hire a person. And the first thing was a person who has character. It means that they do the right things, their heart is right, they're not manipulative, no underlying motive. They have competence, which means they have a certain skill set and training that is undeniable. They have cadence. They can keep the rhythm of the leader. The leader doesn't have to slow down their cadence in order to accommodate them. And they have capacity, the ability to learn, to scale, to move forward with that vision and that leader. So you have to identify people that have that level of potential. There are a lot of talented people, but they may not be talented for your organization. They may not be the talent you need for where you're trying to go. So invest in the right people. Don't spend months or years investing in people who will not be tied to where you're trying to go. So identify potential. And there's a lot of potential out there. If you ask the right people, ask the right questions, you'd be surprised. Sometimes they'll be sitting right close to you, without you even being aware that they have the potential to move even farther as your vision goes farther. Here's the third thing. Give people room to grow. Empowering other people to lead. Something that I've been doing recently is putting other folks up, saying, you lead. You take the lead in this meeting. You take the lead in this situation. Because people have to get used to leadership. You have to create scenarios whereby people can do it. We do this when a person needs to drive a car. We don't just let them read the book and talk about what's in the car. They have to eventually put hand on wheel, foot on gas, brake, and they have to do it. Really have to do it. People truly, truly have to do it. And I believe that when you truly, truly go back and you really, really think about giving people room to grow, it truly helps elevate them, their confidence. It pushes them to a place where they really can be beneficial to your organization. So listen, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you like never before to give people the room to grow. Give them an opportunity. Without that opportunity, you'll never see results. Here's the fourth thing. Mentorship matters. Who are you pouring into? Every leader must have someone who they pour into. Every leader must have someone that they are trying to pour into and say, hey, I want to make certain that I am pouring into you. I'm giving you what you need. And I think this is how you transfer greatness. I think that when you pour into people and you let them know that you're very interested in helping them, man, I'm telling you, it will be a blessing. So I want you to know something. Find people who are serious, pour into them, and you will see extraordinary results. I am telling you, I've mentored people and mentorship matters. Some of the folks that I've mentored currently are working for me now, and I'm watching them soar. Some of them are working in places around the country, and I just get a joy out of watching people soar. Don't lose sight of the mentoring opportunity you have. Continue to mentor, continue to pour in. You'll see great results. All right, here's number five. Feedback fuels growth. Everybody needs to hear from you. Create spaces for constructive criticism. If you're going to make certain that you're developing leaders, give them an opportunity to be honest. Create. I talk about this collaborative leadership, sitting in a circle, letting people feel empowered, that their voice matters, that they have an opportunity to speak to the vision, speak to the things that they see right or things that are opportunities for growth. Give them an opportunity to give feedback. You don't want this to happen in the hallway in a bunch of chatter. You want this to happen in real time, right in the midst of people, so they can understand. Let me tell you, this is so critical, so important. So I want you to really, really lean in on this. I want you to lean in on this idea that allow people to give feedback where it doesn't cost them anything. You will grow as a leader. Your organization will get better. I welcome it. I'm not offended when people say, hey, have you thought about this? Or this thing isn't working. Maybe we should reimagine it. I'm like, that's why you're at the table. That's why you're around me. That's how you build confidence. That's how you build a culture where people feel that they have buy-in because their voice is heard. What a powerful, powerful revelation that is. All right, here's number six. Celebrate development, not just results. Value the progress along the way. Make recognition statements about how you're seeing people in the process of being developed. I see you growing. I see you reading. I see you showing up early trying to get it. Applaud that. Celebrate that. This is how you build morale and develop leaders. You create an environment whereby they get excited to be developed. They're excited to grow. And this is really what matters, man. When you're able to truly help people in this regard, it can create a culture whereby everybody wants to be trained. Everybody wants to get better because they know organization values, the leader values development, values training. So you have to celebrate that, not just the results. All right, let's go and review what we have talked about so far. We're talking about developing leaders around you and creating a culture of growth. How do we stimulate that growth within our organization? Well, leadership is about multiplication. So remember, it's not about division, right? It's certainly not about subtraction. It is about multiplication. How do I multiply, whereby the culture, the character, the spirit of the leader is now extended throughout the people that work around him, that when they encounter the people or the team, they encounter the leader. And then identify potential, not just talent. Find those people that have capacity to go where you're trying to go. A lot of talented people, a lot of educated people, but you have to get to a point where you say, does this person have the capacity to walk this out in real time? Three, giving people room to grow, allowing them to be empowered to lead others, giving them an opportunity to grow and to develop is a huge thing. And then mentorship, it matters. Absolutely. Connecting people with mentors. You got to do this even on your team. Who's mentoring you? Everybody find a mentor. Let that person pour into you. They don't have to be a part of our team. They could be across the country, but every person needs a mentor who is in a similar situation, who's done what they're doing and can help them navigate the space. Then, of course, feedback fuels growth. Because when I can hear what people are saying, know how they're thinking, it helps me to navigate this terrain and help me strategize about what's needed to make everything better around me. And then, of course, celebrating development, right? Not just results. I talked about just really celebrating people along the way. Like really saying, I applaud your efforts to make yourself better, because when you're better, we are going to be better. And here's number seven. Reproducing leaders is your legacy. Build a lasting legacy, man. The function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers. That's Ralph Nader. And I agree with that. Anybody can follow. But your assignment as a next level leader is to look out and see how many leaders have you produced. Jesus chose 12 ordinary men and turned them all into leaders. This is what our assignment is. We must multiply ourselves and we must lead with excellence. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about this one. I am so excited about this podcast, and I really hope that it has been a blessing to you. I hope that something was said that was transformational. I hope it was something said that really helped you think through your leadership. That's why we're locked into Next Level Leader, because we know what time it is. I'm so grateful and thankful. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you thought about this episode. And make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get our books and find out when I'll be in your city. And then, of course, make sure that you become a part of the book club by texting book club to 78228. That's Next Level Leader Book Club. You will not be disappointed. Then, of course, go to YouTube, my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We would appreciate it. We appreciate you. So thank you so much. I pray God's richest blessings be upon you and yours. May God bless and may God keep you. That's my prayer. Until then, peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram
@JosephWalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.